Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to another episode of Nerd Up. This week I got Dalton Anthony.
Yo.
Asa Gray.
Yes.
Lindsay Wolfgang.
Hello.
And then a kind of under the weather Jesse Kimball is your host. Still making up for some sickness, so there's some nasally stuff going on, and I apologize for that.
Just feel better.
Seriously. Like, have you tried to wear a coat?
I have a jacket on right now.
You have a hoodie on.
Wait a minute, let me check.
It's Jesse.
And like, shorts.
Look.
It's Jesse. We are lucky he's even wearing the hoodie.
That's true. He has a higher body temperature than the rest of us. I understand this.
Yes. It's the beard. Yeah, no, even my whole life, really, like, I've just always been very warm.
And I'm not speaking for you. This is strictly for me. But being a fuzzy individual, I'm also, like, 10 degrees warmer than I always should be.
You see, I'm not near as fuzzy as you.
Yeah, no, and I said, I also said speaking for myself.
Yeah, I just want people to know that, like, I'm not that hairy. Like,
I am.
I know you are. Yeah. Like, Dalton can take his shirt off, nobody will know. You got a wool sweater on all the time underneath it.
I hit a pool, I look like Chewbacca.
His biggest somebody. Enemy is a roll of duct tape.
For real, having to tape my ankle up for wrestling.
Oh.
Having to undo that.
You need to invest in pre-wrap, sir.
Yeah.
What?
Pre-wrap.
I know about pre-wrap.
All right, we're going to learn about this whenever after the show. Not right
okay.
now, but yeah, not right now.
Good Lord. All right. So, going to start off here. Iron Fist and Luke Cage have both been canceled by Netflix.
And Asa fumes.
Yeah.
Jesse, like, too, really.
How am I not supposed to? Because, okay, real talk. Iron Fist Season 1 was garbage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It wasn't good.
It needed to redeem itself.
It did a bad job with the Iron Fist character. The side characters I did not care about. That, like, the Meacham family drama was terrible. The fight scenes were not great to watch aside from
like
a
two.
Select few.
Yeah.
Season 2, though, was real good. I enjoyed it so much more. Now that they kind of had established the Meachums, they were still by far my least favorite part of the season.
But way more tolerable.
Yeah. Even except for Joy. Joy was bad. I did not like Joy. Her motivations kept changing, and like I didn't know what her character really was.
Someone going off the deep end because of what happened with her father.
Yeah, and I get that. Yeah. Like, she didn't really know what, like, who she was, and she was trying to figure that out. So that was part of it. I just didn't think it was executed very well done. I also really didn't like Ward until the last like 5 minutes. Of the season?
See, Ward grew on me steadily throughout the show because he looked like a guy that legitimately was trying to make up for his nonsense and was just having a lot of trouble doing it.
Right,
because
everyone was like, nope, we've been here before. You're trash. Get away.
Right, and it's really hard for a person to get over their crap
right.
when everybody else just is
so sick of it.
Yeah.
But that said, like, Misty Knight and Colleen Wing were so good. I'm like, they should get their own. Okay, give me Daughters of the Dragon. Just give me that now.
Yeah. No, like, Colleen Wing ended up being, like, my favorite part of that show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I liked Misty a whole lot, but Colleen was amazing.
Misty Knight is low-key now one of my favorite MCU characters.
Yeah, she's
like,
awesome.
She's just been, she kills it. And then Luke Cage, the first season was phenomenal. Loved it.
Yep.
The second season was really good. I hated the way it ended.
Same. I hated the way it ended, and there were a couple of parts in there. It didn't really take away from the story, but we talked about it before. Like, the CG wasn't great.
Yeah, like, anytime fire was on screen, it was just like, oh, no.
Yeah, I don't know who they got to do that, but it was not great. But, I mean, outside of that, though, like, yeah, both of them had really strong second seasons and really strong viewership.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really confused why Netflix canceled them. Yes, Dalton?
Disney streaming service?
Well,
that's
they said,
one theory.
But they said that, like, Netflix would keep... The rights to all of those characters.
They would keep the rights to them, but that doesn't mean that they're going to allow them to keep doing it.
I mean, why wouldn't it if they have the rights?
Yeah, if they're not going to pursue the rights, then it makes no sense for them to not.
Yeah.
Because
I don't know how those contracts work, but it's one of those where it's very fishy that we are getting really close to this Disney thing.
But Disney's making money on these.
Yeah.
It's not like Netflix is pocketing
and
all of these
profits. And they
realize
that they've been doing a good job at it for the most part.
Like, unless they're trying to do, unless they're setting up for something, but I feel like they wouldn't just, because, like, in my heart, I want to believe it's true, because it's the big, and, but again, this is, like, you and the 2K, WW2K, like, Ciampa and Nikki Cross and all that. No, they're doing this because of this, like, the fanboy rationalization is, oh, well, they're just now, okay, they're not doing individual seasons anymore. They are just going to merge both of these stories, and we're going to get an official Disney, Marvel, Netflix, Heroes for Hire.
Yes.
I feel like they would have led with that.
Yeah. I think so as
or
well.
Or they would have at least flat out said, like, hey, okay.
Or there's a bigger project coming.
Iron Fist is being canceled. Iron Fist is being canceled. But we're canceling Iron Fist and Luke Cage's individual shows, and we're going to put all those resources towards a Heroes for Hire starring the two.
Because that makes your fan collective not scream. Panic? Yeah, scream and, like, in anger, just being like, why did you cancel both of them? Because, I mean, they haven't announced anything for Jessica Jones or Daredevil.
Well,
have they?
Daredevil just got its third season, but after that, like, they don't have anything planned.
Well, directors are talking about fourth season for Daredevil, so I don't know. Like, if it's getting canceled, they don't know about it.
Or the characters could show up in
something else,
right? Yeah. Because one of the things that's kind of important to note, they mentioned in the tweet about Iron Fist, saying that the show might be canceled, but the immortal Iron Fist will carry on. And a lot of people took that to mean that the character will still appear in future Netflix shows.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Luke Cage did not get the same line.
Oh, that's what you were talking about.
Yeah, in his cancellation. So I don't know. There's a lot of ups. The big theory and the one that I absolutely subscribe to is Heroes for Hire, like Asa mentioned a minute ago. Or we might even get a full-time Defenders show with just the four of them. Like, you know, just that being the new thing.
I mean, and they could even do Heroes for Hire and it be all four. Because Heroes for Hire has not always just been
Danny and Luke,
yeah. It has been a kind of not a revolving door, but it eventually, like, grew into a full-on, like, agency with a bunch of different people.
Yeah. And, I mean, even there for a while, the Heroes for Hire didn't include Danny and Luke.
Yeah.
For a long time, Misty and Colleen headed it.
Yep.
So, yeah, there's...
That was during the registration time, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Is that when that... Yeah.
Yeah, because Danny and Luke were all involved in all
They were
that.
Wanted criminals for not giving up their identities. Yeah, I just read Secret Invasion, so that happened. That some of that carried over into that.
Because Danny wasn't as open with his identity as he is in the show.
Mm-hmm.
And that was back when Luke Cage was going by Power Man.
Mm-hmm.
Power Man and Iron Fist.
Some of these names...
It was Lindsay. 70s?
Yeah, I know.
But Lindsay, he's very powerful.
I get it.
I mean, we're going to talk about Pokemon later, so...
I know.
He's up on names.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to be talking a lot about names today, folks.
Look.
So.
You just want to keep getting my anger rolling on a...
Yeah, so like that's where that's at right now. We don't know what's going to happen in the future. Daredevil just released. We don't know about any of the other shows. We literally, like, I think this is the first time that we don't know, like, what the next Marvel show on the pipeline is for Netflix.
Yeah. I hate it so much because, again, minus the ending of Luke Cage season 2, they've all been so good. Daredevil first two seasons are phenomenal.
Punisher was awesome.
Punisher was amazing. I liked Punisher so much more than I thought I would.
Yeah, yeah, same.
And even there were parts that I really didn't like, but like that second half of the season where it really kicked in.
It was so hard to not binge that series.
The first half of it, pretty easy not to binge. Once you hit that second half,
That turning point hits. Jessica Jones, I still say, and maybe I need to go back and rewatch them all, but the second season of Jessica Jones might be my favorite of the Netflix shows. It was so
strong contender.
It was so good. It took so many brave choices, like storytelling choices that I did not see coming, and I think they really, really paid off. So if this is the end of like these Netflix shows,
it's really sad.
It's so sad because they were doing such a good job with it, and oh man, I don't know. You don't get this kind of adult storytelling that isn't just gratuitous for the sake of being gratuitous.
Yeah,
in comic books.
Right.
I'm so bummed. Like, not only because it's like, okay, you're taking like my two favorite characters and now you're teasing this Heroes for Hire thing in front of me that I'm not holding my breath.
Because they're not teasing it. Like, it's important to note that as far as
the internet fans.
Oh, the internet fans. Yeah.
Like them being excited for this thing that it's like,
it's like, but we have zero confirmation. Don't get your hopes up.
Yeah. Because as far as Marvel and Netflix are going, it's just. Those two shows are not... We are not getting season 3 of either of those two shows.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And I I am upset with them. Hopefully they are just kind of build up, and then they're just going to be like, all right, guys, check it out. This is what we got. Or maybe there's a reason they can't announce it yet, and they had to cancel it first. I don't know.
Maybe they got snapped. Because they've totally took all of those characters, and like, we don't know anything about any of the snapped characters. They definitely have no plans for like Spider-Man or Black Panther. Like, nope. They just took them off the board entirely.
Yeah, definitely. We so definitely did not get a leaked Guardians. Shot of the new Spider-Man outfit.
Oh! It wasn't leaked. He showed up on Jimmy Kimmel or Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, that was it, yeah.
Well, I mean, I think it was
in
leaked.
Costume.
I think it was leaked the day of, because I saw things on set, and then he showed up on the Jimmy Fallon set.
To
Jimmy
actually Kimmel. Show it yeah. off. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's not something you'd do as retaliation. Like, no. That was going to happen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, I think what Dalton's saying is, though, that it was leaked the day it was supposed to be shown off.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
It was like, oh, a couple hours before.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing on set, and then he showed it off at the show.
And boy, do I like that outfit.
It is cool. I like it.
It looks real nice. All right. Anyway, moving forward, super bummed. I will go ahead and just move to the Daredevil first impressions. I've only been able to watch the first couple of episodes. It's been double XP weekend and Call of Duty, and that sort of dominated my time.
Yes.
More on that later. But anyway, Flash solo film, delayed again.
Nope.
Yeah, at this point, I predict that it will not come out before this DCEU crashes and burns.
It hasn't already?
Which is such a bummer.
That said, before the trailer for Aquaman that we saw today, I'll watch it twice.
Was that the first time that you saw that trailer?
No, I mean, I've seen it before, but there's new things in it.
Uh-huh.
Like, we got more look of Black Manta.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, that looks good. Those I-beams look real good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no, all of the CG in it looked great. Yeah.
And also just,
good
I mean,
for them.
He just dreamboat.
Yeah, Jason Momoa is
like, Jason Momoa is just going to be half naked and wet this for like 2 hours. So, I mean, and I'm straight, but still, like, there's a limit.
I mean, on top of that, like, I'm trying to remember the actress that plays Mara. She was looking real good, too.
I'm on it.
I wish they toned down her red hair just a little bit.
It was very much the comic book red.
It wasn't Medusa.
True.
It wasn't Medusa, though.
Oh, that was just awful, though. We're not going to get into that.
Yeah. Amber Heard.
Yeah. She was looking real good in
that outfit.
It's
just a bunch
of
attractive people just...
Oh, man, you ain't lying. I'm on the IMDb page.
Being all wet and...
Oh, wait a minute. Take that back. Willem Dafoe's in it.
Well, he's just a voice in it, isn't he?
I'm you see the face. I'm gonna be seeing Green Goblin, and not in the mask like that. He just looks like Green Goblin.
Yeah, no, he really does.
Yeah.
He
got typecasted for that one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and
we need somebody that looks like a crotchety old man, even though they're in their own like early 40s.
Even
the
like the Spider-Man PS4 game made Norman Osborn look a little bit like Willem Dafoe.
It's because
it was such a good casting choice.
It's the correct choice. That's why.
Yeah, it was like when they got JJJ just to be J.K. Simmons doing Alex Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, that's what the Man Spider-Man is.
You mean Alex Jones is doing J.K. Simmons?
Yeah, well. Anyway, moving past, we got Guardians of the Galaxy 3 has also been pushed. They have not been able to find a director that's willing to take on James Gunn's script.
I mean, how do you?
Yeah, well,
like, between like how that whole situation was handled with Disney just firing Gunn on just in the dumbest way, but like you have such a beloved franchise and so much of that being credited to James Gunn, I cannot imagine any directors like chomping at the bit.
I want to shoot myself in the foot.
Yeah, I can't imagine anyone's chomping at the bit to try to fill in those. And I feel like once they do announce that casting, there will be a statement from that director saying, "I'm a huge fan of Mr. Gunn. I'm not going to try to, like, you know, I'm going to do everything I can to make sure everything's done respectfully." And just because there's going to be so much backlash no matter who gets it.
Yep. And I mean, on top of that, like, a lot of them, because Bradley Cooper was even approached about it. And he's just, a lot of directors are really uncomfortable directing scripts that they didn't write.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was his complaint. He's like, I don't want to do it. And on top of the fact that, yeah, Batista almost certainly would have just turned on him.
I like to think that he just, like, finds out where any of those meetings are. Like, anytime they're courting.
And just
like,
goes and
Max
stares
Landis,
through the
like,
window.
Max Landis walks in to, like, meet with these Disney execs, and Batista's just sitting there, arms crossed, glaring.
I think it's funnier if he'd be standing outside the window.
Oh, no, I
just
want him
glaring.
In the
room.
No, he's... Who's going to stop him from getting inside that room?
Yeah.
But it would be more disturbing if he was just standing there like, well, I know
Max,
what you're doing.
And Max Landis knows better.
Mm-hmm.
He'd be like, oh, he's
I just that was the first director's name I could think of. Even like Scorsese, like someone super respected, just like, and oh, well, this is the idea that I had. Well, I mean, just initially, nothing, of course. Well, it's nice to meet everyone.
I also do like either way would honestly work. Him standing outside the window would just certainly like on if, especially if they're in like a skyscraper or something like that. He's on one of those like window washing things.
He's just out there pulling up.
He makes a suggestion. He throws one of the washers off of the window. I don't know why I just had this man commit murder, but
I like the idea of him just like he pulls himself up, like does the eyes like meets eyes looking at you. Then just shakes his head,
and then just and then keeps
lowers
pulling.
Himself down. whoever's holding the meeting, their backs against the like their backs to the window. No, they don't see any.
I want all of them to know he's there. Like guys, are we gonna address the Batista outside of the room? And they all look and they were like,
that was the first few meetings. They just started inviting him in.
It was easier than just trying to replace windshield washer guys because he doesn't
he
kill them.
He was scaring all the window washers.
You know, takes
he Batmans
their,
him.
Yeah, exactly. Or Spider-Mans him, kicks him off, and somehow they.
And we hope they got webbed.
But anyway, yeah. So that's being pushed till right now. They're looking at hopefully February 2021, but they really need to find a director.
Yeah, good luck.
2021 is only 3 years away. Yeah. Less than two. Jesus. I'm starting to feel old.
What do you mean less than two?
Well, less than three. My bad.
He does it math well.
Yeah, no, February.
It is less than three.
Yeah, two and like a... I'm sorry. I caught myself. All right. We call that growth.
All right, well, now, Dalton, if you can get your mouth in order.
All right.
Titans first impressions. Ooh, hit us.
That's not a good time.
Because he's the only person that got to watch this.
Yeah, you guys know how you make fun of me for only watching bad things? I'm keeping my track record, folks.
Yeah, and you, again, you can't find time to watch any of the Marvel things that we do nothing but rave about, but day one of Titans, you're there.
Yeah, has seen, caught up. He has seen both episodes.
Because they're doing it episodic, so you catch it every week. Or like
they're doing
episodic.
It weekly.
Yeah, weekly episodic.
Yeah,
my
you
bad.
Know, if you just tune to Netflix, you can watch an episode, and then next Wait Tuesday around the same time, just watch episode two.
Or if you, or like what happens with those Marvel shows, I need to watch the next one. Oh, look, there
it's
it
there.
Is. It's not like me in The Good Place, where now I'm having to wait week to week like a savage.
Yeah.
No, so Titans is horrible.
Certified fresh.
I was going to say.
Was it?
Yeah. It's sitting at like an 83%, I think, on Rotten Tomatoes.
It's only got like one bad critical review.
Well, I need to
Who
jump
paid
on there.
Them?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Because like.
WBA ain't got that Marvel money.
I know.
They can't pay off critics.
Like, in my opinion, and maybe I'm just missing it. Maybe this just isn't for me. But like, they're trying to go Daredevil, but with characters that aren't Daredevil. Like, it's super dark. I listened to last week's episode whenever you said, like, you read that the F Batman thing was, like, kind of taken out of context.
Mm-hmm.
No, I was totally in context. Like, from the trailer to the show, the only thing you missed was, like, a fight scene. And then at the end of it, he says it, which is just like the trailer, but, like, you get the full fight scene.
Right.
Robin straight murdering dudes. Hawk and Dove was okay. That was episode two this week. I've watched both of them. Raven is literally the only compelling character in the entire thing. I like what they're doing with her and, like, the main conflict. They brought in a really interesting villain for, like, the first couple episodes that I'm really excited to see where that goes. Do you know the Nuclear Family?
Yeah.
Them.
Hmm.
That is the only thing that's going to keep me for the next two episodes. I'm going to give it four episodes, and then if I just cannot get behind it. There's, like, glimpses where I'm like, oh. And then it's the whole thing, like, I want to like this show. And they'll give me something to like it, and then they'll take it away.
And then maybe after that you'll finally watch a good show, like Daredevil Season 2, Jessica Jones.
I'm going to pull a paragraph from Den of Geek in their review of the first episode. But one should never judge a TV show by its trailer, and Titans is a perfect example of why. While certainly a darker, violent take on the formation of the classic DC team, Titans is far more balanced than that teaser made it appear, with an excellent, charismatic set of leads who embody the characters well, some of the best live-action superhero costumes in the business, and I'm only laughing because of Dalton's reaction to this that you can't see, and I apologize. Best live-action superhero costumes in the business, and yes, even the occasional flash of humor, in context, the infamous F. Batman that made such waves in the trailer is deliberately funny when delivered here.
So they're saying they're not a bunch of edgelords?
No, they are!
Well, sorry for everybody's eardrums.
The only good costume...
He made sure to actually yell into the microphone.
Yeah, that was the one time I was
good. He did not back out.
The only good costume is Robin's. The Robin costume looks good, but here's the thing. In the first two episodes, there is nothing is brightly lit. So even if it looked horrible...
It's shadowed,
so it looks cool, but it could look like straight up booty. So, I thank you for reminding me. Charismatic leads, Starfire. I don't even know what they're doing with her, like at all. Like her complete origin is completely flipped around, and it makes literally no sense because they don't give you enough background context to understand what's going on.
You'll get more as the show goes on.
Yeah, you would think episode two, you would understand why Starfire did what she did. You didn't see her at all.
Well, I mean, you might by episode like 5 or 6, but I did find out. That and it made me kind of happy. They are actually going to have in the next few episodes their actual costumes, as opposed to the street clothes that we've seen so far.
You had actual costumes for everybody, or for like the main ones in the first two episodes?
Apparently not.
Three of them, you definitely had full costumes.
Well, yeah, Robin, Hawk, and Dove. Yes, the rest of them that we've seen pictures of without costumes, no.
I don't know why they didn't costumes yet. I've watched the show in context; like they've become heroes that fast.
Neat.
But yeah, I mean, they don't have none of the rest of them have their actual costumes yet. We got to see a little glimpse of Starfire and Raven's costumes, and they actually look reasonably comic book accurate. They look very comic booky. I'll go with that.
It's just not, it's not been a good experience watching this show. If this is the selling point for the DC universe, they are paying for reviews, because I don't see how this is good.
It's a pretty lofty accusation to be making, just saying.
Yeah.
She said it too.
Well, she asked who
they were
paying.
Yeah, but I don't know squat, so.
And I'm dumber than her, so.
Either way, like I won't be able to really have any input on it until they actually finish the season, and then I'll watch.
I think it's 12 issues or 12 episodes. Yeah, I think that's what it is. And I'm going to watch the first 4 to 6 just because I want to see what they do with the nuclear family, because that was also really cool. They're creepy as hell, and it's awesome.
I mean, it's a show. That's probably going to be the season antagonist.
Maybe.
That's how TV shows usually work.
You know how I do that IMDb thing and it ruins things for me because they've already filmed all of it? So they're like, yeah, this person's in this many episodes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, fair enough.
Maybe you should stop doing that.
I needed to see who Hawk was because the guy looked way too familiar.
Ah.
Yeah. Thad from Blue Mountain State.
So anyway, that's Dalton's impressions of Titans.
Don't buy DC Universe for it. That's my review.
He is obviously in the minority, apparently. But we'll see how it goes. Might get better. He might change his mind.
I really hope in 5 weeks I can be like, guys, watch it.
And you probably will.
I hope
and
so.
And you still will not have watched any of the Marvel Netflix shows.
Because I am now married to Titans.
To be fair, I've only watched Daredevil and Punisher.
I mean.
Because I keep going back to Voltron because I'm a loser.
Yeah, you do pretty much the same thing Dalton does, except instead of I would argue that yours is slightly worse because you are on Netflix.
I know.
Yes, I have it, but I never click on it.
Yeah, he just goes to YouTube and rewatches dumb videos from the Backyard Scientist.
Whoa, sir.
Hey,
Shardimus Prime.
In fairness.
Firsthand, that's how I get my buying information. Thank you, Shardimus, if you're listening.
I was going to say, and action figure reviews.
Yeah. He's not dumb. He's kind of dumb. But like, all right, Backyard Scientist, I'm going to need you to lay off him. He ain't do nothing wrong to you.
I'm not going to, because he is spreading dangerous information, like how molten metal won't mess you up too bad.
I mean, if you're, it only kind of browned the steak. We haven't done that in a long time. That felt good.
It immediately broke the Leiden Frost effect and began searing the steak. Yeah, that's all
he
it did.
In fairness, he said Leiden Frost effect like 5 times. That's what I learned what that was on that video. I learned something, Jesse, and I'm the dumb one.
Yeah, but then he still said it wasn't bad. Like, see, that's all it did was brown the steak. It would be fine on your flesh.
No.
Well, I mean, if you wet your arm down first.
We're talking like fourth degree burns, if not worse.
Is there worse than fourth?
I didn't know there was worse than third.
All right, we're on it.
Whatever, third.
But anyway, Well, while he's, I don't know what, stop looking that up. It's irrelevant information.
Plus, we all know I never say anything that's accurate.
Yeah, well. Well, now you can say something accurate because we're about to talk about Halloween.
Woohoo!
Not the holiday, the movie, because it came out and we all get to see it this morning.
I got dragged out of my nice comfy bed to go watch a Halloween movie.
Did anybody get set on fire?
Yes.
They might have third degree burns because that's as bad as it gets.
That's what I thought.
Well.
Yeah, probably not.
They may or may not.
Well, then maybe
who
second.
Knows?
There was fire.
There was fire.
There was fire.
Because, you know, horror movies. Mm-hmm. Okay, so yeah, we saw this morning. It is, for people like me that were not interested at all in this film because you've been burned too many times by the Halloween franchise.
Or like me, who's never watched any of them.
Oh, you should watch the original one.
That's what I keep being told.
Yeah, the original one's good.
Yeah, the one from 1978.
I mean, I find that's a good range for horror movies that are good.
Yeah, no, that's pretty fair. That's back when, like, practical effects were at their peak.
I love practical effects.
Who doesn't? But anyway, so this one, like, this is a direct sequel to that one. It pretends all of the other Halloween movies did not happen.
Yep.
Mike Myers, I almost said Jason Myers. So Mike Myers is just a, just a regular guy that is also happens to be a serial killer, went nuts and killed a bunch of folks. Five, to be exact.
Yes.
Anyway, you didn't even say it. You just did it.
It's his thing to say. I just hit him with the reminder.
No,
it's not the show, though.
But I set it up for you.
But it was five.
Thank you.
He didn't want to do it.
That's all we wanted.
It's fine.
I actually liked this movie a lot more than I thought I would.
It kept my attention the whole time. That surprises me.
Yeah, no, that actually is pretty surprising for Lindsay in a horror movie.
Uh-huh. I didn't hide my face once.
Apparently it's surprising for Lindsay on something that's not Voltron.
Yeah, truth.
Or anime.
I haven't watched a lot of anime lately.
You just been reading it?
I read manga every night.
You read anime, Jesse. It's manga.
How did you say anime just then?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Tried to combine manga and didn't work. Because I heard my brain turned off for a second there.
Don't worry about it.
I really liked Jamie Lee Curtis in it. I liked her character.
Yeah, Jamie Lee Curtis is awesome.
Well, mm-hmm. In general, yes.
Yeah. There's a couple of really cringeworthy, like, bad moments that are, I guess, maybe it's just kind of like callbacks to 70s horror films.
There are some decisions made by characters in this film that are downright insultingly idiotic. Like, and they had, the only reason these decisions, the decisions were made was to make the movie.
Yeah.
Go how it needs to go.
Yeah.
But like you said, like, that's kind of what the slasher genre is based on.
His poor decision making.
White people being stupid.
Yeah.
And you get just a whole lot of this. There are two characters that make intelligent decisions, and the oldest one is 12.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe 12.
So.
Yeah.
He just wanted to be a dancer.
I felt bad for that.
All right. Well, I'm going to need to hear that story.
But that said, it was a lot of fun. I overall really, really enjoyed it.
I don't feel like I was ever pulled out of the movie.
Yeah. There were just, like, moments like he was talking about. Because, I mean, you get from the trailers, the whole thing is about Jamie Lee Curtis's character has been preparing for the last 40 years for the return of Mike Myers. She knew it was coming. Mm-hmm. And then she made decisions that you're like, for reals, though?
You had 40 years to plan this out, and this is what you went with?
You didn't think that
through? That's what you did.
Mm-hmm. Paranoia will do this to you.
And not even that. Like, the plan itself, her plan itself was solid.
Yeah.
It's the, like,
snacks.
The other people that were involved and, like, things that happened we can't get into without being super spoilery.
Mm-hmm. And it's still the first weekend, so.
Yeah, so we're not going to do that. But, again, just there are some real bad decisions made. And, again, you know, we kind of had the benefit of hindsight and not having lived through what she lived through. But no, everyone in it is really, really good. I liked pretty much every character did their job well. Like, every actor really, really did a good job, I thought. Also, I didn't know this until we got back home. The actor playing Michael Myers, The original Michael Myers.
Nice.
He had the two standing positions.
Mm-hmm.
The one actually, the one that you saw out of the mask at the very beginning of the film, and like the one that did most of the heavy lifting were actually two different guys.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because he's much three older
total,
now.
Yeah, well, three total people put on the mask for Mike Myers.
Which in the original Michael Myers, there are some scenes that he's just like real, real short because they had just needed a stagehand to film the scenes. So that kind of goes with it. But just the idea that they got the like one of the main stars from the first movie to the, so they not only brought, you know, Jamie Lee Curtis obviously, but they actually brought like the original Michael Myers was super cool.
Yeah, it was really neat. I agree. Cuz I did see that too. And overall, like, I would say if you were a fan of horror films, especially around this time of year, who's not, except for Dalton, I guess. But
I'd say, would this be a skip it for me?
Solid skip if you don't like horror movies, but really this review isn't for
you
anyway.
I'm not really a big horror movie person, and I liked it.
Yeah, this one wasn't... This was...
I mean, as far as, like, if you want to stick it with slasher genre, it's not to the, oh my gosh, I can't watch this.
That's good.
Because it absolutely is a slasher film with some gore in it.
There is, but it's not to the extent, like...
Like it's
this,
not if you try and make me go watch a Saw movie, because that ain't happening.
Because I watched
definitely not that level of gore.
Yeah, I watched the original Halloween. How much worse is it than that?
I mean, it's probably significantly worse just because the effects that we have nowadays are gone. But a lot of the... There's really only one murder. A lot of what you see is aftermath.
Yeah.
Oh, so you just see
and it's some pretty grotesque aftermath.
Oh, yeah, the aftermath.
I think there was one part where I kind of turned away, and I don't even remember exactly what happened.
There's probably one murder with the... That is,
yeah.
Like, that's really
oh, I can already tell you, I'm out.
That's the one that you really see, but even that isn't.
Well, there's
like,
the other one. The
yeah,
but that one was.
Well, I wish we had video,
but they're not like.
No, if it was video, it'd be spoiled.
Yeah. No, but like, but for what horror movies have kind of become, and I'm glad that we're moving away from like how gory and gross can we make this?
Yes, please.
It wasn't like terrible. Like, okay. I honestly think you could probably sit through it. I don't know if you would enjoy it at all.
But I could sit through
it. But you would
it,
probably yeah. be able to sit
through
it.
I was able
it.
To sit through the descent for most of it.
Because they also make a very big point of, like, making sure you know that Michael Myers is not some supernatural, unstoppable being.
He's just a dude.
He's
a
crazy.
Dude. Yeah, he is a very mentally unwell man.
Well, then I...
So it's not, you know, they take away the supernatural edge because, again, this removes... every other movie aside from the first one.
Yeah.
Overall, I would give it a matinee just because slasher movies can be very hit or miss, and I understand that it's not everybody's cup of tea, so I wouldn't be able to just say, like, oh, even if you don't like that genre, you'll enjoy this one. Because you might. It does enough well. There are some genuinely even funny moments in it.
Yeah.
And really quiet moments. It's very well acted. The effects were really good. There's just some story decisions that were made that I...
personally
can't
disagree
get,
with?
Yeah, that I can't really get on board with.
Okay.
Yeah. But, I mean, I very much enjoyed it. I'm glad that we went and saw it. So, yeah, I give it a matinee.
Yeah, that was where my review was leading to, was a solid matinee, especially if you like horror films. Like, I did not regret spending the money on the matinee that we saw today.
Yep.
Okay.
Lindsay, what do you got?
On what?
Your review for Halloween.
Full price matinee, rent it or skip
I'd
it.
I'd stick with the matinee.
Matinee? All right. So, yeah, matinee, unanimous decision. Again, if you don't like horror movies like Dalton, if you outright hate horror movies like Dalton,
there it is.
Obviously, this is not for you.
There's not going to be a lot here for you.
But if you are just a passing fan of horror films, or if you don't actively dislike them,
or if you have people in your life that like them and you watch them with them because that's what you do.
There you go. Yeah, if a group of your friends is going to go see it, go with them.
Tag along.
It'll be fun,
especially because like this time of year.
I mean, like, I like that we had a bigger group this time, too, that went. Like, it wasn't huge, but...
Yeah.
I know Audra really liked it. Audra really, really liked what they did with Jamie Lee Curtis's, with Laurie Strode as a character. And her whole, like, the arc that we got not only from the 40 years, but just within the movie, too.
Yep, I agree.
My friend Seth did not like it, and he's one of my, like, he knows the most about movies probably of anyone that I know.
Oh, I know Seth.
And that includes Shannon. But, so he didn't really like it, but he mostly thought it was forgettable. Which I can see. Like, I don't think this is going to stand as, like, one of the greatest slasher movie horror movies of all time.
I can see it getting lost in the fray.
But for, you know, it's Halloween time. It was fun.
Yeah, it's going to be one of those things, like, we're not going to be talking about it, like, a year from now like we have been with It.
Oh, I want to watch that again.
I still haven't seen it.
It's good.
It's real good.
You saw it before I did.
Yeah, I know, right?
Wow.
Roommates were watching it one night.
It was so good. And I was like, I don't know how I was freaked out by the original one, because going back and watching it,
it's
so,
so goofy.
Cheesy, but I was also a little kid, so.
It messed me up as a child. That was one of the reasons I can't watch horror movies.
Fair enough.
I get that.
But this new one was so good.
Just judging by everyone else's reaction to it over the last like year and a half, or however long it's been since it came out, if you can sit through it, I can't imagine you would have any problem with
Halloween.
Well,
no,
yeah.
Definitely not.
Because it disturbed me way more than this did.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, every single jump scare in it was worse than the entirety of
because
it's
not even the jump scares, just imagery in general.
Halloween didn't...
The tree?
Oh, yeah.
one of the things that I really enjoyed about Halloween is it didn't rely on jump scares. There were some.
I love that.
But they weren't like the main focus point of the movie.
I
like everything
so
else was kind of
jump
the...
scares.
Everything else was the sense of dread about... Oh, he's here.
Yeah.
Which is what a good slasher film is supposed to be.
Yeah.
And that's why
tension.
Yep, and that's why the original Halloween was so good, because it really was just most of the time when you saw Mike Myers back in like the original Halloween, it was just him standing there and then like something would happen and like, you know, he'd be gone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh dear. Where'd he go?
Where'd he go?
So yeah, you just have that sense of like dread all the way up to it. Okay, so that's going to do it for that. The next portion of our podcast is brought to you by our wonderful friends in Perryville, Missouri at Villainous Grounds. Go see them for all of your comic book needs. Also, hit them up for a cup of coffee. It's really good stuff. So, going to start this off. Dalton, please move away from the microphone slightly before I say this because...
I'm ready for it. Let's do this.
All right.
He got his initial out.
Because he's not going to read something that makes me completely disagree with it. To make me yell, so we're good.
Slight spoiler for Batman 55, something happens to Dick Grayson at the end of it. The fallout from that is a complete reshaping of the character. Something to do with maybe some amnesia. Mm-hmm. We don't know exactly what's happening, but he is no longer Dick Grayson. He is now going by Rick Grayson.
That's so stupid.
And you saw the rest of that too, right?
Yeah.
Like how it's not only is he decided, like, Dick's a dumb name, I want to be Rick. Which spelled like Ric Flair, so just R-I-C.
What?
Yep. In fairness, a lot of people that have like that Richard is their name spell it R-I-C.
Well,
like my uncle does that as well.
Well, he's not the Nature Boy.
Seriously.
So.
He doesn't go, woo!
He might.
If he does, it's
if
not-
you saw this imagery of him, you'd, it would not be out of character.
Are you saying I need to look him up?
I mean, you can.
If it does, he doesn't do it as well.
Well, no.
So he's changing his name and his identity.
Mm-hmm.
Now he also apparently has a fear of heights,
yep.
And does not he did not retain his acrobatics training, like his
trapeze artist. So
he got Gohan'd.
A little bit, yeah.
Sure,
that kind of
he
works.
Did get Gohan'd. Yes.
Except like his personality has completely changed as well.
Yeah, and in the issue of. I think it's the newest issue of Nightwing, and this is a spoiler, but it's hard to just not get it out there.
I haven't read it yet, but let's get into it.
Ends with him pointing a gun at a mirror. Not like that he's killing himself, like that kind of thing. It's just him holding onto a gun and pointing it. But you left, I don't know who this Nightwing was, but you left me all of the tools that I needed.
Yeah.
Which is why Nightwing had guns.
So they really just kind of like... They're like, what if we made Dick Grayson into Jason Todd?
That's what I'm thinking. Why is he trying to be Red Hood?
Yeah, then that's absolutely like what it looks like they're trying to do. And like, I'm not opposed to like them. All right. I say I'm not opposed to it. Like him going by Rick now instead of Dick.
Is stupid.
Like, I'm actually kind of fine with that because Dick being short for Richard.
Never made sense to me.
It's a thing that nobody has done since like the 60s and 70s.
That's right. The same thing people name Margaret going by Peggy.
Yeah. Like that.
How?
Nobody has done that in a long time. Apparently it has something to do with like it's a British thing.
Okay.
Kind of like Bob being short for Robert.
We beat them in a war. We don't have to do what they want anymore. It's like the whole royal wedding thing. Like, no, we literally won a war to keep this off of my TV. Like, that was in the declaration.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's why, like, I'm actually kind of okay with him changing the name. But, like, this personality swap is...
That's the biggest thing to me. Is, like, again, I agree. I've always thought Dick Grayson was kind of, like, I am a child. So if you tell me someone's name is Dick, I'm going to giggle. And so it's fine. Like, I don't mind the name change. The way they're going about it is terrible.
Yeah.
And I feel like we're kind of getting Superior Spider-Man a little.
Mm-hmm.
That they are just going to... They're going to go back, and he's going to find himself again somehow in anywhere from 3 months to a year. But it, when it does happen back, I think he's going to keep the name change.
I think so, too. I think this is a roundabout way for them to finally change his name from Dick to, Rick.
Yeah.
Because obviously his name is Richard, for those that maybe didn't know that. It was Richard Grayson. And, yeah, just Dick used to be a very common shorthand version of Richard. That's why, like, if you ever hear of Tricky Dicky, that's Richard Nixon.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, that's, it's just, I don't.
That
I,
is one of my favorite bits to do on Snapchat, is all five, which it takes.
Yeah, and now we can't do it anymore.
Yeah, I can still do it with Richard Nixon, though.
And Dick Cheney.
Yeah.
That's true.
Just unsolicited dick pics. And it's just a pic of someone named Richard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It still works. So anyway.
Why do they got to do this to me, though? Like, for real. Like, I know you guys just talked about it, but, like, I care about this character. And they do this shenanigans every, like, 4 or 5 years where they either cancel his book or, like.
Spiral.
Or, like, where he dies in a book and they're like, all right, well, that means we can't do Nightwing anymore, even though he didn't really die. So now he's an agent. Why?
Can we put a brief insert there? Because I feel like that one was even more insulting. Because it's, okay, his identity has been revealed. Everyone knows Dick Grayson is Nightwing now. So he can't be Nightwing anymore. So instead, the top secret agent business place agency is going to take him, recruit him, and make him Agent Grayson with no mask. They're using his actual last name. But he's going undercover. What?
How? Well, yeah.
You know, everything I mean, about that was this dumb. At
least well, it's because Dick Grayson's kind of awesome. So, like, it didn't matter if they knew. But nobody surprisingly did for a long time. Like, nobody figured this out. The crime syndicate apparently only got, like, the local channels in Gotham to, like, reveal that it was Dick Grayson. Because nobody else knew about this. And, yeah. I don't even think Dan DiDio is part of DC anymore. But he's still able to screw with Dick Grayson beyond the unemployment line.
Isn't Dan DiDio an artist?
He was an executive in DC for a long time, and he hated Nightwing.
Huh.
So he would just try to find reasons to kill him.
Huh.
That's why, like, being a Nightwing fan is kind of annoying a lot of the time.
Today I learned.
Yeah.
Well, anyway. All right, so Ironheart, for those of you that were excited about her first book, they got pushed back a little bit. The first book, or the issue one, not too far. It was coming out November 14th. Now it's going to hit November 28th. Issue two, though, got pushed back even further. Originally scheduled for December 12th. Now we're going to get that one January 16th.
Are they trying to change her name?
No, it's still just Ironheart. They added another artist that may have something to do with it.
Oh, okay.
We're not entirely sure, but yeah, obviously since Tony's back, she couldn't stick around under the Iron Man book. Had to get her own, and yes, since she was...
She's a cool enough character, she deserves her own book.
Agreed. And she is a really cool character. I like Riri a lot.
I haven't read anything that she's in, so...
Yeah, I mean, it's mostly Champions, and she had, you know, she was the Invincible Iron Man book. Like, the lead character in Invincible Iron Man.
I didn't read those.
I
read the first couple issues of Champions, but she wasn't in that originally, I don't think.
Yeah, she was.
Was she?
Yep.
Oh. Okay, I read like one or two books that she's in. But it was that cringy Mark Waid writing, so I don't want to gauge
really,
it off of that.
The dialogue was only bad coming from Miles.
Oh, well, I had a lot of years of Bendis with him, so.
Because Miles was, that was the one that Mark had saying lit and fam and all that other teenage.
Slang has gotten so weird.
You know, I bet every generation says that about the next one.
I mean, to be fair, old slang is weird too, but.
Well, yeah, our slang is the only good slang.
No, ours is weird also.
No, slang is just weird in general. But either way, like listening to a 45-year-old man try to write dialogue for a teenager was cringeworthy at best. It was rough at worst.
He wants to be in with the hip youngsters.
It's that SNL bit, like Hello Fellow Kids, or not SNL, 30 Rock.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The 30 Rock Hello Fellow Kids with Steve Buscemi. That's kind of how it felt. But regardless, if you've got like Marvel Unlimited or something like that, you could probably check it out.
I'm going to wait for grad school to start up, so that way I can use my SEMO ID.
Check out Villainous Grounds. see if they can get you a trade of that Invincible Iron Man run. Yes,
it's not on the list, and it is something that I completely forgot about because I'm trying to find that picture to make sure it wasn't like a fever dream.
Yep.
did you see the first poster for Elseworlds? The crossover for Flash and Arrow?
Yeah, because it's got...
It's Stephen Amell as Flash and Grant Gustin as the Arrow.
I kind of want that for an episode.
I mean, it'll be the crossover.
Yeah, this might be the first crossover that I watch all of.
And it's going to have Black Suit Superman?
I'm more interested in this.
Why is Superman?
Because Supergirl is part of it.
Yep, Supergirl's
also Elseworlds. This is where they're also debuting Batwoman.
Yep. And this is just because I don't know. Has Superman been a part of any of this yet?
Supergirl.
I thought you said Black Suit Superman.
Yes.
Elseworlds. Not Black Suit Superman, just Superman. And so the actor who plays Superman in Supergirl is going to be Black Suit Superman.
Okay, thank you. I didn't know if there was a Superman yet thing. In Supergirl. That's what I was trying to figure out.
There is
a
Superman in Supergirl, and that actor is playing the black suit. There was a set photo that was released of him in the black suit.
Okay, correct. Cool.
So
now we're all caught up.
Yeah, I haven't watched Supergirl, so.
It's really good. I think it got way better once they added it to the CW.
Oh, yeah, no, I think I actually on DC Universe, I can watch that.
You can also watch it on Netflix.
Oh boy.
But see, I have to watch this DC Universe thing because Titans burned me.
Yeah, because see, Netflix has a deal with CW where when a season ends on CW, the week after,
it's all on there.
The entire season's on Netflix.
That's why I wait for Supernatural.
Fair. Okay. Now on to some video game news here. This portion of our podcast is brought to you by our friends Josh and Alan of Prestar to Join. You can find all of their podcasts and their social media links at ps2jshow.com. Last Wednesday of each month is a history of gaming episode, and it's pretty solid. So first off, I just want to quick throw out Star Wars Battlefront 2 added Clone Wars voice actors to the game.
Woo-hoo! That's neat.
So it's just really cool for fans of that series. Like, you know, this might be a decent time to check out Battlefront 2 because the game is actually really good in its current state. So if you can find you a used copy or something like that, pick that up. Black Ops 4, a little bit more news with that because there's been a whole lot of stuff in the last week that happened with Black Ops 4. So I want to clear the air on a couple of things and also talk about another couple of things. First, something I'm frustrated about. We knew everything was coming on PlayStation first before it hit the other platforms. I was not aware that included special events. So they announced that we're going to get a Halloween event while it's currently ongoing for PlayStation. Black Market is coming back, and it's been completely redesigned. And all of that hits 7 days early for PlayStation. So PlayStation users are currently enjoying the new Black Market and the Halloween event. Xbox and PC users will get it next week.
Mm-hmm.
We had the double XP weekend going this weekend. That was a whole lot of fun. And apparently it was discovered, one of the other things that are kind of frustrating, they have lowered, and I was kind of wondering about this. So the server rate in the beta, when Ace and I played it and loved it so very much, was 60 hertz. They have lowered it now after release to 20 hertz. What that means,
thank you
for Dalton, since I'm sure every listener is very aware of what that means exactly.
Right. Oh yeah,
Dalton is the only dumb that has no idea.
Hey Lindsay,
but
you
even
know
if there
means?
Are listeners, even if there are listeners Son who don't know what it means, you're not dumb dumbs.
No, you're not. Just Dalton.
It's just out of your wheelhouse. That's fine.
Yeah, Dalton is a dumb dumb for not knowing this. You guys are perfectly normal individuals.
Did you do something different with your hair? I love it.
it's very nice. Okay. That was to the listener, guys, since these two looked very confused about that bit.
No, I was there. Annoyed. It was my look.
Okay, so basically the way it works, you are sending information to and from a server. I was also wrong. It's not peer-to-peer. They actually do have dedicated servers for Black Ops.
Oh, thank God.
But this is why it seemed off.
Mm-hmm.
So in the beta, basically, you send data to a server to and from at a certain frequency. Basically, every so often, information is updated.
Okay.
With 60 hertz, the game is played at 60 frames per second, meaning every frame, data is being updated at the server level and at the game level. Obviously, then at 20 hertz, every 3 frames.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have taken it down by a third.
About to say, I know frames.
Yeah, so stuff doesn't sync up as immediately as it should.
And I know what this means. We had this during World War II a little bit.
Yeah, except World War II was peer-to-peer. Yeah, no, that was a little different of a situation. Yeah, so either way, it's bad news for a first-person shooter, and that's why a lot of times you'll be playing and you're like, surely I've been shooting that guy the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. His updated before yours because he has a better connection than you.
Gotcha. Or like those times where it's like, I thought I was behind, I rounded that corner.
Yep.
But
you
then,
did for you, but it didn't update in time for them. And their connection was better. And it's the same thing with like whenever they get away and you're like, how did that person get away from that corner? It's for the opposite reason. So yeah, it's really, really annoying. And I'm hoping that they just did that for the first, you know, couple of release weeks to kind of like, not saying that this is an acceptable reason, but they did it for the first couple of weeks just to kind of lower traffic since, you know, it's that's a lot of data going through with a whole lot of users. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there are way more people playing it right now than played it during the beta. So
gotta get all those Daltons out of the way.
Yeah, I'm really hoping that they fix it once people stop. Or what's, you know, the users decline. I kind of hope that they take it back up to 60 so they can handle that. Or now that it's public that it's happening, they'll be like, oh, okay, my bad. Back up to 60. Just shh. Sorry.
Yeah.
We done goofed.
That would be nice.
Yeah, because as it stands, they straight up bait and switched us. Like, they gave us that product in the beta, which was so smooth and awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And then now the finished product, we get a whole bunch of times where it's just like, how did that happen?
Yeah.
How did they kill me so quickly? How am I not killing that quickly?
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, it's much more frustrating when that happens versus the times where you do that to someone else. And you just think, like, okay, well, I got it that time.
I'm better than them.
Yeah.
Which I don't think that it's usually, and Jesse can, and Dalton too, can verify that it's usually, oh, they're going to be mad. That was embarrassing for them.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Every time.
Yeah, no, those moments.
I should not have gotten them there.
Yeah. So yeah, that's kind of why that happens. Something else that people are really upset about with Call of Duty, which was confirmed to be a bug and has now been fixed. It didn't make it more than a few hours. Once they released the Black Mark and the Halloween, basically the way this is working now, it's not loot boxes. Which, hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, the way the black market is working now, you have tiers. Every time you level up the tier, you get another item. You can also pay real money for a specific item. They have 200 tiers to work through.
So, if we leveled up... Like, if you get some sort of cosmetic reward for reaching level 30,
mm-hmm.
do we get that just, like, whenever... Is that going to patch in into our inventory since
tier
we've already...
Tier different than level. You have what they call a tier stream, and it resets every so often.
Oh, so they're doing it like Fortnite.
Exactly.
Okay.
Because a lot of people are saying they ripped off Fortnite for the idea, which
because Fortnite is making a bajillion dollars. Except
Fortnite
it's
is dumb.
Except it's Black Ops is doing it free, whereas you have to pay into Fortnite.
Okay.
Yep.
So that's I actually kind of like that model because it's not just like whoever gets the most experience points gets everything. You actually have to meet, you know. You have to get X amount of headshots. You have to
actually earn it.
Which it's going to suck for us because I guarantee you there's going to be win 5 matches on control, earn X amount of points playing heist.
It doesn't seem to be restricted to game mode. Otherwise, there would be several of them because it shares between blackout and multiplayer.
Mm-hmm.
So if that were the case, then there would be several points where it's like, play blackout. Well, not getting that tier. And you can't move, and you then could not move past that tier.
Okay.
So presumably, it's just do stuff in like online games.
I haven't seen any of like because I know it went live for PlayStation already, but I haven't seen any of it.
Yeah, I have.
So
seen
I just
very
I'm, that, that's
myself.
Just because that's how Fortnite kind
of
is, where it's except not in different game modes, but it's loot a number, find X amount of chests, get X amount of SMG kills in a certain in a specific location.
Yeah. So yeah, we're not sure about that, but there was a bug, and this is the thing that a lot of people were upset about, but it has, like I said, it was fixed hours after the released. Basically, it was causing people, or I think it was within a day that it was released, it got patched. The amount of effort required to complete the tiers Looked like it would take you, on average, around 6 hours to finish a tier.
Dang.
Whew.
Yeah. Which, there are 200 tiers. So to get through everything, you would have to play 6 hours a day, every day until the end of the Halloween event to get all the Halloween items.
Jeez.
You're going to want to, you need to want it, Jesse.
So yeah, apparently that was a bug. It has been fixed. It's much
or
easier.
Just have no
well,
life.
Much quicker.
That also sounds lovely. Because either way, I'm not getting it.
We did play with more than a few people the other night that were like second and third prestige already.
Already?
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I will say, as much as I dislike some of the bugs that are happening in this game, it's still the most fun I've had with Call of Duty in a while, to a point where I am at max level already. Not max prestige, but max level on the first run.
So he could prestige.
I can prestige.
Oh, no, I know what that means.
That's the fastest I have ever done it.
Because I prestige Black Ops 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Ace and I prestige that one more than once.
I'm getting close to getting gold on the rocket
games.
Launcher.
Yeah.
I think I'm level 30-something.
Yeah. So I'm, well, I think you're in 40 now, aren't you?
Surely. I honestly don't know.
Level Surely. 6.
Yeah, you didn't play at all with us yesterday.
I had a Halloween party.
We played all day.
All
that
day.
Sounds
yeah, I know.
Lovely.
Shannon's whole I'm going to be gone for like an hour and a half turned into like all day.
Seth came
yeah.
and played Splatoon. It was cool.
Yeah, it was fun.
Oh, that sucks. I mean, that's awesome, but like, I would like to hang out with him.
All right. Well, moving on to the Switch news here a little bit. If you were interested in Diablo 3 and you're thinking about picking up a Switch, good news. There's going to be a Diablo 3 Special Edition Switch hitting on release day. It's going to be $360, which is the cost of the game with the Switch. The Joy-Cons are just the gray Joy-Cons. They're pretty standard, but the dock and the Switch itself have some special Diablo 3 artwork to it.
That's
also
cool.
Comes with a carrying case. Yeah, I know, it's pretty sweet.
I like that carrying case a lot.
Carrying case looks really awesome.
I kind of want a hard shell Switch carrying case. Because right now I have that soft one like that Shannon has.
I ended up having to get a hard shell because the one on my soft shell cracked my screen protector.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
So yeah, now I went online and got like a really like hard shell. Like I could knock out Dalton pretty easy with this thing, and I'm pretty sure my Switch would be safe.
Yeah. Also, just to dial back a little bit, I can't find that image at all. There's been so many more stories of Nightwing.
Because okay.
I was trying to find the one with him like holding a gun. It seemed like. Which now I'm starting to think that might have been like an Elseworlds type deal, that someone was just, because a lot of these articles that I'm reading are just citing the same like CBR, but they're throwing in random pictures.
Yeah, because so, okay. The only thing I saw was like the one excerpt from the book with him with the pool's cue and
this is who I am now. He's yeah. drinking beer and Barbara's. What happened to the Dick Grayson I know? He got shot in the head.
Yeah,
it's like, oh well.
I'm happy that I like this guy less.
Yep.
Which is, right. Man, yeah, like, hey, so we're basically changing everything about this character that you're reading a book because you like a certain character. Why would I continue to read the book?
Yeah.
If it still says Nightwing, I'm still going to buy it.
All right. And we are running short on time. So Red Dead, I want to talk about this real quick. I got a new launch trailer. Mm-hmm. I'll let Asa talk about that for a second because I didn't watch it.
I mean, it was good. It wasn't the long form, like, talking about different features in the game. This was strictly just another story trailer. The biggest news out of it, I'm pretty sure, is that the John Marston voice actor returned.
Mm-hmm.
So he's actually voicing John Marston again. For those of you who don't know, this is a prequel to the first Red Dead Redemption. So it's you're starting in the gang that we know kind of, we have an idea of how that story ends if you've played the first Red Dead Redemption.
More than an idea.
Yeah, so it was cool. It's, you know, it's the whole idea of one last score. And there is a line that a lot of people are thinking it's Rockstar making fun of itself of, there's always a damn train.
So?
Because that's going to be the big heist, is they're going to rob a train. And
yeah,
there's always a train.
They're cowboys.
And then a lot of people like on Reddit have found images of Grand Theft Auto, all of them, and Red Dead of just like trains and missions on trains and stuff. So.
Boy,
but it was,
do like trains.
It didn't make me any more hyped for the game than I was, because I'm already really, really excited for it. Just the more that comes out of people who have played, put like 5 hours, 6 hours into the game already at press releases or at press events, I honestly don't know how much I'm going to like it, because it seems like there is going to be a lot of micromanagement for your character. If you don't keep your horse clean, it will stop regenerating health. If you don't, you know, if you don't bathe, people will interact with you weird. If you want a beard and you want it in a certain style, you have to wait for your hair to grow out and then you can like trim it up. Which, like, that sounds really cool. But for a rock star, like, but
if you just want to create your character and go.
Yeah, like, I don't know, so it'll be interesting. It looks beautiful. The trailer was gorgeous.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it's going to be sexy.
Yeah, I'm excited for the game, but it's just like, man, I hope these like little things that you have to like seemingly keep track of don't make that big of an impact.
Yep. And if you did, if you were wanting to get this in like its true beauty, you want to play it on the Xbox One X, good news. If you go to any one of the like a lot of the big box stores are doing this, Best Buy, GameStop, Fry's, and a few others. If you buy an Xbox One with Red Dead, you get $100 off the console, which ridiculously good deal. You're basically getting $40 off a console and Red Dead for free. Which, so yeah, you can get an Xbox One that it counts for the Xbox One S and the Xbox One X.
Yeah, you're getting $40 off of your
console,
off your Xbox console, just,
and a free copy of Red Dead. No, solid deal. I am a little upset at Rockstar or Take-Two or whoever's fault this is. I'm sure it's not Rockstar. I'm sure it's Take-Two. But because it's a two-disc game,
mm-hmm.
which, what? Yeah, two discs.
Well, I'm happy that somebody put data on a disc for once.
Right?
Yeah, well, I can find that article because it was on IGN, but they have the updated numbers of how much space you need. Xbox, it's over 100 gigs. So while you're at, if you're at Fry's or Best Buy picking up your new Xbox, just go ahead and grab an external hard drive.
Or seriously. PlayStation, for that matter.
Yeah.
Like, either way, like, wherever you go to pick up your game, make sure you get some external data.
What are y'all buying it on?
I'm Xbox. Not getting it.
God. Xbox. Dang it.
Why?
I have that 2 terabyte in my PlayStation 4.
But it's going to look prettier on the Xbox.
Yeah, well.
Getting his on, I think.
Yeah, that's... because it's going to look prettier on the One X, but also I just like the Xbox controller a lot more.
Oh, yeah. It's a better controller.
So
straight up. But, yeah, so another thing that I'm upset about, though, like I said, I don't know whose fault this is, but independent retailers aren't getting the game until November.
Also, certain Amazon orders won't be filled on time either.
Jeez.
I saw that on Reddit.
Because I know, like... Maybe, I wonder if those are like if they bought it from not like fulfilled by Amazon
mm-hmm.
situation, like if they bought it from just an Amazon seller as opposed to Amazon itself.
This may be the one time. Well, I mean, they're going to have that like at Walmart and GameStop first day, right?
They will.
Yeah.
All the big box stores, Walmart, GameStop, Best Buy, they are all getting their orders fulfilled plus extra for day one.
Mm-hmm.
That's so stupid. When does the game come out again? I'm sorry.
This Friday.
Yeah, it comes out the 26th.
Yeah, because we're getting it a midnight release Thursday night.
Yeah, and distributors are saying, or a lot of indie game shops are saying that their distributors told them November 7th at the earliest. Which just, that's going to kill them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Red Dead is the biggest game of the year. And a lot of gamers aren't going to wait the extra week and a half.
No.
To get their hands
on
it.
They'll just go buy it and cancel it wherever they
pre-ordered
it before.
And I know, like, I read a lot of really unfortunate stories about, like, you know, bigger indie game shops that are having, like, release parties. They put a lot of money into advertising and stuff like that, that they're having their release party because some indie game shops actually can do midnight releases because they have distributors.
Mm-hmm.
Our local one does not. But yeah, and they have like big release parties. There was one I read about that actually had they had shirts made like with custom artwork for people. And yeah, that's
gonna suck.
Yeah, it's gonna suck for them because I mean that's a huge sale. Like mm-hmm. that's easily one of the biggest games this year is Red Dead Redemption 2. And yeah, it's whoever's fault that is. Shame on you.
Yeah, it's shady.
Not okay.
The exact numbers, physical and digital version on Xbox One will be 107 gigs. PlayStation 4 physical version is 99 gigs. And the digital version calls for an additional 50 gigs for an installation process. So 149 gigs if you're getting it digitally on the PS4.
Great googly moogly.
Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah, no, that's real silly.
which I cleared off a bunch of space on my Xbox right before Call of Duty to make sure I had plenty of room for both. So I think I have like 180 open on my Xbox right now. So, but yeah, it's going to be fun. It just seems like there's a lot of weird news coming out of this, out of Red Dead in general, like between the crunch debate out of Rockstar and then with this missing indie shops.
Yeah.
On top of which, and I don't know if like the Amazon missing orders is tied into this as much as just like apparently Amazon and video games just don't play well anymore.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people, it's been a growing trend of people saying that they're not getting, you know, if a game launches on Friday, they're not getting it until like Tuesday or Wednesday.
Well, because
a lot of times.
Yeah, a lot of people just had trouble dealing with. Actually, it apparently got a lot better once Amazon stopped doing their Prime deal.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, because video game companies are now getting all of their money.
Yeah.
Also, Gamefly isn't going to be able to meet a lot of orders. There was something posted on Reddit. Someone got an email from Gamefly pretty much saying, like, hey, you have this as your number one. You're not going to get it. You're not going to get it on launch time. Like, we're sorry. It's out of our hands.
Makes sense. Yeah, well, there are a lot of rental places, too, that are confirming they're not getting it until early November.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I didn't know Gamefly was still a thing.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah, definitely.
I was going to say, if I got an email from Gamefly, I'd be shocked. I'd be like, you mean Hastings is going to hit me up first?
Gamefly is also worth keeping an eye on because, especially if you know, I don't know how they deal with their cases or not, but they run sales on used games all the time.
Because they buy, like, you know, a ton of them to meet initial demand.
Yeah, it's the same thing the Hastings thing.
On Reddit, like any of the game sales threads or WarioWare on Twitter,
mm-hmm.
they're always posting like, hey, you can get like a relatively new game for pretty cheap if you buy it through Gamefly.
Yep.
Which I don't know if you have to be a member to purchase games, but
I don't know. All right. And the last little bit of thing I want to talk about, we got a little bit more news about Pokemon Let's Go. Starting with Pokemon that you get in this game, looks like it will be transferable to the next core game they're releasing for the Switch.
Some of the Pokemon.
Some of the older ones.
So I'm wondering, I'm wondering if it's Pokemon you actually catch in the game, or if it will allow you to bring
to
your
Pokemon
you
Go
from
to,
your Pokemon Go over.
Because I was also wondering about that.
Because I think even in that, you're only allowed to transfer Gen 1 Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes sense.
And you have to get you have to progress a certain point in the game to get to the Let's Go Park or whatever.
Yep. And they also announced the Pokemon Master Trainer stuff, which looks kind of cool. You'll occasionally find people that specialize in training one and only one Pokemon. And once you find them, you can fight them with your Pokemon and strip them of their title of master.
But it still has to be the same. So you're literally just doing a mirror battle.
And theirs almost certainly will have an ability that is strong against your version.
Right. So it's pretty like the one in the trailer. There were two in the trailer. Well, there was a bunch in the trailer.
Yeah.
But the ones that they really focused on was the Venusaur mm-hmm. one. And it used some sort of flame attack.
Yeah.
Which, because of course... But the best one was the ultimate Metapod trainer.
Yes. Yeah.
And
what
it was
did he
literally
use?
Harden.
Hart, yeah. It's totally that episode of Pokemon mm-hmm. where it's Metapod versus Metapod and they just harden
at each other the entire time.
Yep.
That got a chuckle out of me. I'm
that
not going to lie.
That was pretty funny.
So it's an interesting thing. I also liked in the trailer how it was like, oh, welcome back to our Pokemon Center.
Yes, I did like that part.
Venusaur Ultimate Master, and then
Venusaur
the character.
Master
and then
character.
Basically,
name.
You literally get a title as you're running around.
Although,
so you could be the Bulbasaur Master Dalton.
You damn straight I am.
And Lindsay will be her Vaporeon Master Staria, probably.
Did they say that there was one for each?
Yeah.
Yes.
For all 150? Yeah. That's cool.
Because the goal is to, like, can you get all of the titles?
There's only one that matters.
Man, those intros to the Pokemon Center are going to take forever.
Well,
I'm sure
yes, Jesse. Yes.
I'm only going to work for one, though. Once I get that one, I'm just going to trade the game in.
But no, you straight up have, like, a Daenerys Targaryen situation going on every time you walk into a room. None of you guys watch Game of Thrones.
No.
Someone listening
laughed
at that bit.
You just keep going the whole way through.
I hope those four people are really happy with us.
Oh, there are far more than... I found three of the few people that exist that haven't watched this show.
Yeah, we're in the minority here,
no,
homie.
No, I'm saying that also listen to this show.
No, we are a nerd-centric podcast. We are in the minority, man.
Well,
like,
if you
want to
tell me,
that.
If you want to tell me that I'm dumb, tell me this in the show notes on Facebook.com on this thread and tell me Dalton's dumb.
No, we're telling you you're dumb now.
Yeah. But I'm trying to get fan interaction.
Oh, yeah, I mean,
you're
like,
welcome.
More people do need to go onto our Facebook
and tell
Dalton
that
he's
dumb.
I don't get. I've gotten messages about it, but not near enough.
Yeah, it's unfortunate whatever they do to the show, dude, because I also see them and I can respond.
At least no, he's not the one who answered Inky, Blinky, and Clinky.
That's true. I wouldn't have said Clinky. It was definitely Clyde.
Check out our Thursday show, not from this last week, but the week before for context.
I was yelling at my phone that night.
All right, guys, and that's going to do it for us. Yes, please come to our Facebook.com/Podzilla1985. Tell Dalton he's dumb.
Hashtag it for all I care.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. Yeah. All right. Later.